This episode is about NXT UK and US. I'm gonna be doing a two-part episode. This one is about NXT UK first. Then I'm gonna take a break and do NXT US. Welcome to Marks and Witcher. Like I said in the opening, this episode is about NXT US, NXT UK, but I'm gonna do NXT UK first, and then NXT US after I took the break. Anyway, NXT UK opened up with a women's tag team match with Zaya Brookside and Danny Luna, and teaming up against Nina Samuels and Amel. That's the tag team match. It was good. I liked Danny Luna and Zay Brookside. The good wrestlers, the new, especially Danny Luna, she's very new. She studied with the UK NXT before the pandemic. But now UK is back taping new episodes. So now she's back with NXT UK. It was nice to see Danny Luna, Zaya Brookside, pick up the win against Nina Samuels and Amel. But Nina Samuels left her partner high and dry. And so that's how Zaya Brookside and Danny Luna picked up the win. And it was a good match. You should check the WWE Network or BT Sports if you're in the UK. If you're in the US, check WWENetwork.com and sign up. And check out NXT UK on Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 o'clock Greenwich. Meantime, so check that out. And then, of course, we had the Heritage Cup with Tournament. Tournament then last week. The match last week was good. Dar picked up the win. And now he faces a kid because Flash Morgan Webster lost the match, so a kid now takes on Owen Dar in the second round of the Heritage Cup. Sorry, my brain is tired today. I don't know why. So that was good. Along with the women's match. Then they promoted Kaylee Ray, was gonna come out and dress the whole entire women's locker room as the state of the women's division. So we look forward to that. And then they had Jack Stars versus Sexton Huxley. That was a good match. I didn't expect it to be a good match, but Jack Stars should be a good wrestler. He's a newcomer. He will get better and better. Just like my podcasting will get better and better once I get podcast equipment. But he will get better and better as he progresses in his wrestling career. Sexton Huxley won the match with so that was good. Of course, Kaylee Ray came out and addressed the women. She said, nobody else is ready for her, basically. And all the women came out, and there was a brawl. Yeah, and that was the end of the show. But first, they also promoted in 3 weeks, Walter will be taking on Dragunov. So that will be good match. Alien Dragunov. So that one will be good. And they also did a video package for that. So check out the WWE Network. But if you're in the UK, check out BT Sports. And check that out. If you're in Canada and you're able to see NXT UK anywhere it broadcasts, I would. If you like wrestling, this podcast is for wrestling fans. So anyone that wants to listen to my voice talk about wrestling, sports, let me know, and I will give it to you, in a podcast form, and I may be starting up a new YouTube channel. I have my personal YouTube channel. I will probably put the link to my personal YouTube channel soon so you can check my YouTube out. But that was NXT. The UK. It was a real good show for what it was. Basically, they were hyping up the women's match, Kaylee Ray's next opponent, I think, and they were also hyping up the Walter versus Ilja Dragunov. So that will be good. Okay, I'm gonna take a break and then do my NXT US version of NXT. So stay tuned, I'll be back shortly and we'll be back. Welcome back to March Orange here. Welcome back to March Orange here. Like I said in the opening, this is gonna be a two-party. That's why I took a break. And now I'm doing NXT, US. So here we go. Ember Moon returned at NXT TakeOver 31, and she returned to NXT TV this past Wednesday. She opened the show, explained why she came back to NXT, and that it's been 14 months, a year and 2 months, out from her Achilles, ACL or something, some kind of injury that she didn't think she would come back from. But then she was interrupted by Io Shirai, and then Rhea Ripley came out, and then Rhea, as she was talking, as Rhea Ripley was talking, she was interrupted by, attacked by Dakota Kai and Gonzalez. And so it was a tag team match set up for the main event. Rhea Ripley and Io Shirai against Io Shirai and Rhea Ripley against Dakota Kai and Gonzalez, Landon Gonzalez, later for that night. Then Tommaso Ciampa and Kushida tore the house down with the match. It was hard hitting, and that was good. Of course, Damian Priest could come backstage with Mackenzie Mitchell, and then Mackenzie Mitchell talked to Io Shirai and said, "Why are you gonna help Rhea and Ember when they got attacked by Dakota Kai and Lena Gonzalez?" She goes, "It's not my problem. It's not my problem. My NXT title is my problem. So I'm gonna worry about that." And so that happened. What else? Oh, the Damian Priest broke because he was him hitting match. Doing breaks hard hitting. Damon Priest, Velveteen Dream came down and attacked Sheeta, But then Velveteen Dream ended up getting beat up even more, and basically running away. Austin Theory had an open challenge, and then he had another match that Austin Theory lost, because he Austin Theory talked poop or shit to anyone that could take him on, and so Austin Theory had two matches that night, and he lost the second one. So yeah, that happened. Let's see. That's the Loomis into the open challenge of Austin Theory for the second match. Dexter Loomis won. I like Dexter Loomis. Dexter Loomis is very good at what he does, and I think he's one of the best scary for the Halloween. Oh, speaking of Halloween, Sachi Blackheart had a match. Oh, and Raquel Gonzalez is her name. I couldn't think of the Dakota Sky tag team partner. It's Raquel Gonzalez. Sorry about that. Tag team Blackheart had a match with Xia Li. Sati Blackheart beat Xia Li. That was a good match. Sati Blackheart, remember, is doing the Halloween Havoc episode of NXT on October the 28th. So that will be interesting. So I like Sati Blackheart and Dexter Loomis. Dexter Loomis is very scary. Sati is good at what she does. She's a good wrestler. You should follow her on Twitter. She's a real good wrestler. So you should look her up. She's always posting about Halloween and stuff. And she's a real good wrestler. And so is Dakota Kai for that matter. But, and then the main event rolled around, and it was Raquel Gonzalez against Dakota, Raquel Gonzalez teaming up with Dakota Kai. Sorry, I keep drawing a blank, I don't know why. Raquel Gonzalez against Dakota Kai and versus Rhea Ripley and Ember Moon. That one was a good main event. Hard hitting. And long story short, Ember Moon and Rhea Ripley won. So they may be coming after the title at Ushirai. And of course, it looked like Rich Hobbin broke his leg, doing only Logan and Danny Birch. He tried to attack Danny Birch and only Logan, but he didn't, I think only Logan did a moonsault, backward moonsault onto Rich Howland, and then Rich Howland buckled his leg, so I think he's broken his leg. I don't know, I have to look into that more. But that one was a really good show. Tell me what you guys thought of this podcast. And remember, follow me on Twitter at Mark's Pods Podcast. Twitter, Mark's Podcast. Facebook, Mark's Podcast. I'm on Good Pods. I'm on iHeart. You can follow the show on iHeart. And that's that. Please give me 5 stars or 4 stars if you like what you hear. Please contribute because it helps me pay my bills. And maybe I can get a better mic because right now I'm using my microphone, my webcam microphone. So, and that's that. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. So no, the WWE draft is tonight on SmackDown. It starts tonight, so make sure you watch. And my SmackDown review will be either tonight, tomorrow, or Sunday. I can't tell you the definite date that it will be up, but it will be up sometime this weekend. My SmackDown review will be up sometime this weekend. Don't forget, the WWE draft is this, tonight, October 9th, on Fox 23, Fox, and Monday Night Raw for 9:12 on USA Network. So stay tuned for the draft this week and Monday. And my podcast will be up for SmackDown either tonight, tomorrow, or Sunday, so stay tuned. Thank you, and please subscribe, listen, download, tell your friends, tell your family, whoever likes wrestling, please download, subscribe, and contribute to the show. I will put the link below how you can contribute. Thanks. All right, have a good day. Bye. Get that show. Don't forget to subscribe to Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher. I will put my links below. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Mark's Podcast, on Twitter. And that's our show. Have a good night and talk to you soon. Bye.